Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
So, this is very scary situation and a crazy, crazy thing that happened in Ingram.
Ingram Borough Police say they're investigating after a bag of cocaine turned up among a child's candy. Police say it happened Saturday night during trick-or-treating. A parent found a small knotted bag containing white powder inside their child's treat bag, and when officers tested it, the results came back positive for cocaine. Investigators don't know where along the route the drugs ended up in the bag, but they're urging parents to double-check their kids' candy before anyone starts eating. Anyone with information is asked to contact Ingram Borough Police at 412-921-6969. Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
All right, here we go. So, I thought we were past this in life, right? I thought this, did you think it was an urban myth? You see this all the time. This is something that I had heard before, is there's never going to be drugs in candy. You know why? Because drugs are expensive. People who do drugs aren't going to do away with their drugs and pass them out to kids. No way. They spent too much money on those drugs. And now this happens. This is a bizarre tale. But I wonder if this, something that was an urban myth or maybe not, now comes back into focus in the forefront, and you will check your kids' candy where before you got away from it or never did it in the first place. You remember when we were little?
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Or those things like, bring your candy down to the police station, and they'll x-ray it for you, because there could be pins and needles and this and that in your candy. Or whatever. And now, I thought we were past that like 25, 30 years ago, and now we're back to it. Or is this just like a one-off? The real question is this, though, at 866-391-1020. Was this a big misunderstanding, a big mistake? Somebody got their bags mixed up? Or was something more nefarious at play? Something more sinister, perhaps, at play? I don't know, but this is totally lost on me. Because, you know, the first, you probably felt the same way. The first time you heard about this story, you thought, oh, okay, some idiot teenager's playing some idiot joke, and they're going to test that stuff, and it's going to be flour or this or that or some other substance that's made to look like cocaine, but not really cocaine. And then when it came back positive, you go, what? At least that's where I was with it. What? What? Now what? Now, my kids are 14. I think my daughter's going to go trick-or-treating with her friends because she can't give it up. She likes it. She enjoys it. My son's too cool because all boys are too cool at 14 to do just about anything. So I don't think he's going to go, or at least he may walk around, but he's not going to collect candy. But now I'm giving it like a second thought, or that might be overreacting. I don't know. I'll give it a perusal through their candy. But I don't think I'm going to check it very, like, substantially. Ron's in Cecil. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Colin. How you doing?
I've never been better. How are you?
Hanging in there, buddy. Two things I wanted to mention about this football. I'm getting a belly full of football. Two things I wanted to mention about the game last night. The first thing is the penalty of being offside. They knew that guy was offside. They could see it on the replay. At that point of the game, it would have been nothing to call a penalty on the other team and replay the down. What do you think of that?
Yeah, penalty's a penalty. If it happens, it happens. Like, there's no at that point in the game or this point in the game. Like, it either happened or it didn't. So you call it as it is.
Well, that's one part of the game that I really don't like. But because this day and age, you're using technology in tennis or using it in baseball. just to make the game a little more fair. But secondly, I wanted to talk about this thing about Bret Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. They're paying these guys to sit up in a booth.
I don't know if this bothers
anybody else like it bothers me.
Yeah.
You can't hear these guys talk because of the crowd noise.
No, you know what? You are right about that. Like, they played a clip earlier that I heard here, and the crowd noise was, like, overwhelming to the actual call. That is a very good point. Now, it's not the job, you know this, Ron, it's not the job of the guys who are talking. It's the job of somebody who is an audio technician to make sure that the balancing is all right.
Well, it never used to be that way. I have a feeling that the NFL itself is pushing that to have the people more into the game and to have the people sitting home more into the game. But it takes away when you got to try to hear what these guys are saying.
Not everything's a conspiracy. Sometimes it's just a guy who didn't do his job real great. And certainly they want some more crowd noise. But sometimes people just don't do their job real great. Like, case in point, okay? Or it's hard to tell when you're on site. I'll listen sometimes to the pit games here, okay? Right on 93.7 or sometimes around KDK, but they're mainly on 93.7 The Fan. So I'll be out doing stuff, kicking around the yard, and I'll have it on the radio. I will text PJ Comanchik in the booth and say, hey, the field mic is a little hot. I just want you to know that's how it's coming through the speakers. And I'll be at my house in Hampton. And then he'll say, oh, thanks. I appreciate that. And then they'll make adjustments. Some of it's trial and error. A lot of it's trial and error. But I get what you're saying about the NFL wanting the crowd more into it. I think you're right, but sometimes they also just mess up. Darlene's in Gibsonia. Hi, Darlene.
Hey, Colin. I just wanted to tell you this is a true story. About 6 years ago, a friend of mine, his girlfriend worked. She was a teacher. I'm not going to say what school, but it was in the city. It's public. And one of her students, our grade, brought his family stash of marijuana in a baggie and was asking the other kids if they wanted to buy it. So the teacher caught wind of it and took it down to the office, and they called the dad and said, come get your stash. So, and that was the end of that. But I could see it getting mixed up. Maybe the bag was thought to be empty.
Yeah, but marijuana and cocaine are like two way different things.
I know, but, you know, it doesn't surprise me at all that it happened. It doesn't, because we live in a very weird world now, and I'm against drugs because I had family, my husband's family member, destroyed a lot of the family with drug addiction. So, I don't know. I never checked my kids' candy because I went with them and I knew what house they were going to and, you know, when they were little. Now when they got older, they were on their own.
You know what I checked my kids' candy for, Darlene?
What?
Kit Kats, because I put them in my pocket.
Well, I have a whole box of them.
Oh? We may be trick-or-treating at your house, considering you're in Gibsonia. This might work. Huh.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.